I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pens forward Jason Zucker joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jason, good morning to you. How's everything?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We are absolutely fabulous. Sunday high noon right here against the Islanders. We're excited for it. Wanted to get right down to brass tacks with that second line, that line that you're on. How much did it do, do you think, that playing with Kapanen this year and kind of, I don't want to say bringing him along, but infusing him into that and the time that he didn't play well and Mike Sullivan told him about it, what did that do in terms of a turning point for that line this year, do you think?
Yeah, you know, I thought that was huge. I mean, Cappy's an unbelievable player with a ton of skill. It's something that I think gets overlooked pretty often about how hard it is to adjust from a system he played for so long in Toronto and jumping into this system playing with a world-class player like Malkin. You know, there's a lot of factors to it that make it hard to transition at times. So I thought he did a great job. It's completely normal to have a few games to try to get used to it. But again, once he kind of got rolling, the line really picked up and started producing. So I thought it was great work by him.
Jason, is there ever any feeling of, even if it's subconsciously not active at the top of your brain, when you're part of a big trade, whether it's you, and maybe you've talked to Jeff Carter about this after he's come over, any pressure to feel like you have to perform to a certain level?
There absolutely is. I mean, they're getting you for a reason. They want you to help the team win, to bring in a certain element that they felt they were missing or wanted to add more of, things of that sort. So you want to come in and try to, make sure that you're playing the game that they wanted you for, but at the same time, adapt your game to how their system works. And I think that's the hardest part, trying to kind of get it all in your head that they wanted you for a reason and you just got to play your game. But sometimes it is hard to adapt and takes a few games, but I think it's different for everybody. But again, the biggest key is just trying to remember and having that confidence that they got you for a reason, and you just got to play your game, and all the rest will work out.
Well, Jason, since you spent so much time, in the Western Conference, you saw a lot more of Carter than we had over the years. But man, he's made the way that he's folded himself in, it's like he hasn't skipped a beat. He's been even better than I thought he'd be.
Yeah, you know what? I completely agree with you. I think he, playing against him, he was always a horse. You know, he was a guy that sucked to play against. He was so fast, he's strong, he's big. He can make plays offensively and score goals. But at the same time, he defensively, he's annoying to have out there because he's so good and he's got a long stick. He's kind of always in your way. So he was a tough guy to play against in L.A., especially in the system they played there. But I think this system that we play here under Mike Sullivan is very beneficial to him with a guy that can skate like that. I think everybody that can play with pace is going to play well under Mike's system. And so I think, Sully's done a great job getting him acclimated. I think Karst has done a great job coming in. And obviously he's got the experience of A Cups, but B, just games played and years in the league. So, he's done a great job coming in and producing for us.
Brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. Jason Zucker joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Energy in the playoffs. People talk about it all the time and how the games are ramped up. What does it do for all of you to have Tanev back seemingly at full force in the way that he plays and the way he never takes a second off?
Yeah, he's a maniac. It's a lot of fun to watch him play. I mean, he's one of those guys that you can insert him almost anywhere in the lineup and he's going to he's going to be beneficial for you. And, you know, it's one of those guys that we all love around the room. We love to give him crap every day. And, you know, for everything that he's doing at the same time, we know how important he is to our team and to our lineup. And it'll be great to have him back. That energy, you know, that buzz that he brings just, you know, on the ice is something that can't be matched.
Jason, go back 3.5 months, if you will, if you can. Go back that to early in the season. You guys are scuffling a little bit at the start. A couple of key players are maybe getting off to a rusty start after a weird off season, and maybe not all the training opportunities that you're used to. And then your GM pulls the plug and resigns. What's the reaction like within the room that day when you guys walk in and are getting ready for a game, and you all look around at each other and say, well, we haven't really played up to our expectations. We know how good we can be, and our GM just bailed on us. What does anybody step up and say anything at that point?
You're making it tough on me. I don't remember what I fed my kids for breakfast this morning. But, you know, it's one of those things that it's just the business we're in. And it's I don't know if I can honestly tell you what was said in the room. I believe I was on the bus heading back to the hotel when I found out. We found out on social media. And then I believe it was a practice day that we found out, and then the next morning it became public, and that was the game day. And I believe we had a team meeting about it that morning, if I remember correctly. And it was more or less, you know, I'm obviously not going to say much that was said in the room, but it's a business thing. And, you know, I have a ton of respect for Jim Rutherford and everything that he's done, and I'm very thankful that he wanted to bring me here to Pittsburgh. I was very grateful for that opportunity and very excited to get here and to still be here. And, you know, it's one of those things that you don't know why. I mean, I don't have a great reason why. I haven't talked to Jim personally, but, you know, there obviously was a reason why. And that's the tough part of the business. I think that's really it. But, you know, moving forward to that, I think we you know, got Ron and Berkey, and they're two incredible hockey minds. I mean, their accolades are incredible, from, you know, on the ice to off the ice and everything that they've done. So we just tried to pick up where we could there and start playing and know that we're under a new regime, but at the same time our team is still the same, and, you know, we wanted to just, you know, kind of keep that going and try to build what we felt like we weren't really having at that point of the season. You know, we weren't really playing to the level we could, so we just wanted to start building to the game that we knew we could win with.
Jason, you guys have played against the Islanders. It's always the same thing every time you play them. And Mike Sullivan tells you, you got to be patient. You can't force the puck through the, you know, the clogged up neutral zone. How difficult, though, once you're in the flow of the game, how difficult is it for you guys who like to play with speed? How difficult is it for you guys to be patient the way you need to?
Well, I think there's, you got to make sure that when you say staying patient is not forcing, you know, plays, you know, through the middle offensively, through the neutral zone, but you can still play with that speed. You can keep it simple by chipping pucks, you know, getting it behind their defenseman in a simple way, and then getting after them with the speed that we have in our lineup. And I think that's where we can try to catch them and try to pressure them as much as possible. They have a great D core. They've got a great lineup through and through, but we got to make sure that we're pressuring them with our speed and our system. Yes, we want to keep it simple, but we want to make sure it's simple with a lot of pace and a lot of pressure.
All right, now to the important questions, at least a couple here. As a Vegas guy, number one, does Vegas need baseball is the question. And two, have you been in the new football stadium, and did you see the club in there, the Wynn Club in the football stadium?
So the club, I have not seen that. I have not been in the stadium. I've been there since I did go back to see my family, and it must have been at some point during last summer. Can't remember now. Maybe it was the one before. Regardless, and it was finished being built, but I just saw the outside. The outside looks amazing, but I have not been in yet. I heard about this new club thing. That's just Vegas being Vegas, in my opinion. They've got to do everything, you know, to the nines, and it can't be – if somebody else one-ups them in some way, they've got to come back, you know, 10 times bigger and make it better. So that's just how Vegas does it. As far as baseball, they actually have a AAA club there. They've had them for a long time, the Las Vegas 51s. They just built them a new stadium, and it's actually in the parking lot, you know, connected to the Golden Knights practice facility. It's a beautiful new ballpark up there in Summerlin, and they did a really nice job. So as far as MLB baseball, I'm personally not a huge fan, so I don't know, you know, how well Vegas would do as far as fan base goes. But if it's anything like the Golden Knights or the Raiders, I mean, I think they're gonna pile in as quickly as they can.
Penguins winger Jason Zucker with us here on the Fan Morning Show. What about hockey going to Seattle? And I don't know if you keep an eye on these kind of things, especially mid-season when you're busy trying to get into the playoffs and then move on. But your name is one of those ones that's been thrown out there in some of these mock expansion drafts. What do you think of the Kraken coming in and the idea that as a player, you might not get a choice. You might end up in Seattle next year.
Yeah, you know, it's again, that's kind of part of the business side that I mentioned earlier. And, you know, for me, it's something that I don't concern myself with. And that's not, I don't feel that it can happen. It's just that I have a task in front of me that's different than the expansion draft. You know, nobody knows, obviously, what's going on there, who will be protected, who won't, things of that sort. But as far as Seattle in general, I think it's great. You know, for us as players, it's more jobs. It's more opportunities for a lot of guys to be in the lineup every night. It creates those jobs for us. But, you know, I think it's a great city. I think they have a great from the WHL team to some other events that I've heard they've done there in the past. And, you know, I think it'll be a great NHL city. I've heard their arena is very, very nice that they're building right now. And, you know, I look forward to playing there and kind of seeing what they've got.
Jason, you mentioned Mike Sullivan earlier. What kind of interactions have you had with him? Maybe an occasional sit down, or you know, just kind of the way he goes about his business and his relationship with you and the players.
Yeah, I'm personally a big advocate of Coach Sullivan. I think he does a fantastic job with the players. And, you know, he's one of those coaches that's very candid, as I'm sure you guys can tell. He's not afraid to speak his mind at any time to any player on the team. And, you know, any time that I've talked to him, he's been very respectful, but very demanding. And, you know, to know exactly what the coach is thinking, to know that, you know, how you can get better and grow your game, but also, you know, where, you know, the team is. So anytime that we've talked, it's been a good conversation about, you know, trying to make sure my game's where it needs to be and where the team's game is at and how I can help the team and the team help me and vice versa. So we just got to make sure that, you know, that keeps going. But, again, every conversation I've had with him is very respectful but demanding, and he makes sure he gets his point across, you know, right away.
All right, last thing for you before we let you go. Tristan Jarry's the man for the first time going into the playoffs. He knows that. He understands it. What if he comes to someone like you, a bit of a veteran, and goes, well, you know, what is this all about whenever you're anointed the guy going into the playoffs? What would you say to him? Because it's a different situation for him this time than it was last time.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I've obviously never been on a Stanley Cup run. You know, I've had my fair share of playoff games and moments, but not to the level that we hope to go this year. But for me, and my biggest thing, and somebody told me long ago, was the players that perform the best in playoffs just know how to play their game. And they don't let, you know, a lot of the time, you know, you're gripping your stick a little bit tighter. You're trying to make sure you don't make any mistakes. But if you can just play the same game that you knew how to play, you know, all season, in the regular season, and just carry that through without any mental changes, then you're going to be just fine. And I think Jarz is a guy that can do it. I think he's been phenomenal for us this year. And, you know, I'm really excited to see, you know, him play for us this offseason. It's going to be awesome.
Jason Zucker, Penguins forward, noon Sunday against the Islanders, first round of the playoffs. Jason, we thank you. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Absolutely. Thanks, you too. Great, great stuff. Pretty calm, ready to go. Let's do it. Time to play. Sort of demeanor.
If there's a guy who sounds like he's put aside all of the pressures of being one of the big trade deadline acquisitions of the last few seasons and what's expected of him going into the playoffs, getting an opportunity to be back on the second line with Malkin and Kapanen, he sounds like it. He sounds like he's just ready to get back out on the ice, play some hockey.
Right. It was much like Bonino's mindset, sort of.
Yeah, that's a good. That's pretty good. Yeah, there are some, when you just hear him talk, it does remind me of Bonino.
Feels right. Like the same exact way to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.